Okay, thanks for listening in, folks. It's the Agriculture Show here on CKMS Radio 1.3 Sound FM. Today's guest is Jimmy Prevost. I'd just like to say hello to Jimmy. Thanks for coming in today, Jimmy.
Oh, you're welcome.
I'm glad you could make it in. We're talking a little bit about agriculture on this, the 2 days before Christmas on a pretty mild day.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like Christmas out there at all.
You've enjoyed the music we've been playing. That's a CD from Hepcat Hoppers on Herb Street. Good swing music, eh?
Wonderful. Yeah. Wonderful swing music. I don't know what I'd do without swing and music and dancing in my life.
We'll play some more from that in our show today. A little bit shorter show, but we're going to cover all the topics. And first of all, I'd like to introduce the audience to you, Jimmy. You're originally an Ottawa boy, but you have lived in the Kitchener area for like 10, 15 years now? Longer. More like 20, I guess.
Try 45.
45, okay.
Yeah, well,
that's why we have good guests, so they get the host straightened out on each thing.
Something like that, anyway.
Tell us about yourself, Jimmy.
Yeah, sorry?
Tell us about yourself.
Oh, yeah, well, I'm from Ottawa. And we were all raised, my siblings and I were all raised in the Children's Aid, and we were placed in foster homes. And my first foster home was a farm in the Ottawa Valley. And, that was my Shangri-La. I just have wonderful memories of the 7 years or so that I spent on that farm, going to a one-room school, taking a horse and cutter to church on Sunday with a big old bear rug over us
during the winter.
Yeah. And, I remember when the electricity came down the 10th line. That's how old I am.
Well, that's not so bad. I mean, I can remember when Fred Flintstone.
Yeah, you actually were there.
Yeah, I was there. He's my neighbor, huh?
Right.
You're now a promoter, concert promoter in this area. Tell us a little bit about what you do.
Well, I am. I did for years corporate entertainment, and then about 8 years ago or so, I went into live theater. And I don't do corporate much anymore. I just do, book venues and put on a show. And the show I've been running with for the last couple of years is Christmas in Nashville. It's a Grand Ole Opry show.
Mm-hmm.
We just did it here at the Center in the Square on November 26th. We did the Avon in Stratford, Sanderson Center in Brantford, all pretty big houses, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We did a 9-city tour, and it was very, very successful. So, I guess that brings me back to my roots on the farm.
Well, I just kind of thinking, while you're talking, I thought, you had part of your upbringings on the farm, and you put on a Nashville thing. It's sort of like, it seemed like...
A good fit.
A good fit, yeah.
Oh, it was a natural thing. I've been wanting to do it for years, and it was once I got a bit of knowledge about putting on shows in live theaters and the risks involved, I knew enough about it that I felt confident doing this show.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it would be successful, but I had no idea it was going to be this successful.
Yeah, well, that's good.
It's been a great run and a wonderful experience.
Good heavens, we all need some success. And boy, it can be when you, like anyone starts a new project, at first think it's a great idea, then you think, oh my God, what have I gotten into? And then all kinds of self-doubt swings around, and it usually works out.
Yeah, it does. Well, I guess 90% of the things we worry about don't come to fruition anyway, so...
Is that sometimes people look back in their past and think that gave them a good push for the future? So often said that living on a farm is good preparation for life. Is that do you take any stock in that comment?
Well, that stuff stays with you all your life, especially when it'd probably be different if I'd gone to the farm when I was like 18 and left when I was 24. I think it would have had a different impact on me. But this was really fundamental in who I became.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, today I live in the city here in Kitchener, and I still have two chickens in the yard, and I get my eggs out there every day, and my neighbors think they seem to enjoy all of this. Nobody has any complaints, but they probably think I'm a little eccentric having two chickens out there. But there's nothing I enjoy more than going out in the morning, maybe 7 o'clock, and just sitting on the edge of the coop and cleaning out their coop.
Yeah.
Taking all that manure out, that smelly old stuff, and putting in new sawdust or whatever I'm using.
Mm-hmm.
And so that obviously goes back to my youth. And when I was a little boy on the farm, I was so young when I went there, I was two. So they let me go and get the eggs and things like that. And I think that's probably why I have such a love for chickens and all critters, really. Yeah.
Well, that's true. We often think of companion animals as a typical cat and dog, but it's also true that any animal under our care, over time, you get used to what it needs and the satisfaction of seeing them eating and happy. And there's a certain connection to any animal, I think, if you look after them.
Well, yeah, I've always had dogs, and here's a funny little side story. I have a cat there, too. And for about 10 years, I tried to get rid of this cat, saying that I was a dog person, and I really wasn't into cats, you know. But I like to have a critter around, and it just seemed like a good idea to have a cat at the time. So I got this cat, and for 10 years, I tried to get rid of it. And then one day, my friend called me up. She's a dentist in Cambridge, and she said, I think I have a home for Egan, and one of my patients wants an adult cat. So I said, oh, okay, well, let me think about that. And it turned out, I had, not realizing it, I had gotten attached to this damn cat, and I couldn't let it go. So we're still together. The cat's 15 now, and we're best buddies. So there you go.
That's a good story. You want let's play another song here before we get a second part. You want to do a little promo for us there, Jimmy? You're looking over there. If you got, can you do that? We'll play a song or two.
I can do that. Hi, I'm Jim Prevost. You're listening to the Agricultural Show, 103 CKMS Sound FM.
Thank you. That's good.
Do that again.
You can do that again. That's okay.
All right. Hi, I'm Jimmy Prevost. And you're listening to the Agricultural Show, 100.3 CKMS Sound FM.
That's done with a professional voice.
Did that work?
That's lovely. And we're going to go back and play another cut from a CD here. And this was provided to us by the folks and staff over at Hepcat Hoppers on Herb Street. And I hope you enjoy this music. We'll be right back.
no good without you. Take my arm, I'll never use them. Take my knees, I wanna lose them. Your goodbye.
We're back, and it's the Agriculture Show here on CKMS Radio 1.3 Sound FM. My guest today is Jimmy Prevo of Curtain Call Entertainment, and we've been talking about Jimmy's home here in Ottawa and now living here, and we ended up a little bit about his business with a very successful show, but we ended up talking about chickens in the city. And I don't want to make a crazy joke here, Jimmy, but did you run afoul of the bylaws?
Oh, that's so bad.
I know, it's
so
bad.
Oh, man. No, no. I don't know. I forgot to ask whether we're allowed to have them or not.
I think, just to run another pun, I think you've been grandfathered. You know, yuck, yuck, I'm just full of jokes today.
Oh, man, they're so bad.
So apparently, when they first allowed the chickens in within city limits, then subsequently it was decided it was not such a good idea, but they allowed those people who had birds before to keep them. So presumably,
is that where they are?
I think you're in that category. But you know, I really appreciate you talking about a pet, in this case you have chickens, along with a cat, Egan, but that the chickens can provide a great deal of pleasure for people to keep, and that's why it's nothing that may be that wrong from a spiritual type of thing to keep a chicken or two in your backyard.
I'd recommend, I don't know, I couldn't imagine my life without some kind of live critter in it.
Yeah.
Yeah. The human critters, I get along much better with the four-legged type. I've tried the other, and while it's delightful, the cat doesn't tell me I can't wear that going out.
You're in the entertainment business. What do you notice nowadays about people? What are their interests in entertainment?
It's so different, Jeff.
Like in Kitchener, there's so much we can do too, isn't there?
It is so different. The whole scene has changed. I could do a whole 2 hours just on this subject alone. There's so much now with, every bar has entertainment. Mm-hmm. There's so much entertainment out there. It's either cheap or free. Then you've got all these theaters. In this case, we've got Alex Moustakas with his Drayton Entertainment with 6 theaters going on there. All good little plays that he puts on, you know. It's just so much. And then if you want to stay home, you've got Netflix and Rogers on Demand. There's so much tugging at you for your time. So when I go out and talk to the audience, I'm sincere when I say thank you for coming. I know you had a lot of other choices, and I'm honored that you came here tonight. But they all seem to love it. I get all kinds of emails and that from people I don't even know, just praising the Christmas in Nashville, the
Christmas
show.
Christmas in Nashville, yes.
Yeah, they just seem to love that old Grand Ole Opry. Well, we've got everybody on it. For anybody of our vintage, I'm 72 now, so anybody who'd be 50 and over that remembers Hank Williams Sr., Dolly Parton, Minnie Pearl, Alan Jackson, Garth Brooks, they're a little later on, but... Loretta Lynn, Patsy Cline, we got comedy, we've got everything on that show. So there's really not much out there for people of that vintage if you want to tug at their heartstrings from way back when, you know. Mm-hmm. When country was innocent, it was all candy floss. There was no vulgar rap stuff going on. It was just real clean,
just nice,
well written, yeah, and well performed, well sung stuff. And that's what I'm trying to bring back. Mm-hmm. And it's really working well. I think I hit it.
You mentioned one time, too, that you felt that Elvis shows were always a good crowd pleaser, some of that old boogie-woogie kind of music and so on.
Well, yeah.
What would be your perfect combination of a show with that kind of rock and roll type artist in it?
Well, Elvis did one appearance on the Grand Ole Opry.
Yeah.
He did, yeah. People don't often realize that. And he has a country album or two or three. I don't know how many he's got. But he does some country music, like Old Shep and those kind of songs. And you could do a country show with Elvis, but I think he'd probably fit better into a variety show.
Mm-hmm.
I plan on doing one in the next year or two for the cardiac clinic, Dr. Shaman out there in Breslau. And I plan on doing a really big, it'll be my last fundraiser. You know, I've raised over, with a lot of help, mind you, from committees that we have, but I've raised over $200,000 for that clinic so far.
Mm-hmm.
And I told him I'd do, if it keeps me alive a while longer, I'll do one more really big fundraiser, and it's going to be big. It's going to be just the ultimate variety show, yeah, with stilt walkers. We're going to have animal acts. Remember the old Ed Sullivan show, and he had, mm-hmm, dancing dogs and all that? We're going to have all that stuff. We're going to have stilt walkers, acrobats, opera singers. We're going to have rock. It's going to be a true variety show, and it's going to be big, and it'll probably be at the center in the square.
And this will be in support of Dr. Shaman.
Yeah, every penny goes to him, by the way. I don't take a cent.
Now, he's this is a sports medicine clinic he runs as well, so I think he also has the athletes show up, too, for conditioning suggestions.
Well, he wears a couple of hats, really. He's got the Cardiac Fitness Association, which is obviously, I've been a patient there for 30 years. In 36 years or something, he has treated some 47,000 patients out there. Many of them farmers. I've met a lot of them over the years, and a lot of them are good old farm people. But so I want to do one more fundraiser for him before I hang up my hat,
mm-hmm,
and we'll do that in the next year or two, whenever they're ready. You don't want to keep going back to the same well too often, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So whenever we can get help from the clinic to form a committee and a subcommittee, we'll do that show.
All right, let's play another song here before I wrap up in this stuff. Jimmy, I guess we'll just play another one from this CD from Hepcat Hoppers.
Have you not got any more Elvis?
Well, I could, I actually have to do some Elvis on my playlist, but this is already queued up in the CD player,
right,
so I'll keep
enough
playing it.
Yeah.
So. Okay, we'll be back, folks, with more from Jimmy Prevost at Curtain Call Entertainment here on the Agriculture Show here at CKMS Radio 1.3 Sound FM in beautiful Uptown Waterloo, 108 King Street North. Shortly.
Savoy, the home of sweet romance. Savoy, it wins you at a glance. Savoy gives happy feet a chance to dance. Your lips, the warm and sweet as wine. Your cheeks are soft and close to mine. Your lips so divinely divine. How my heart is swinging as the band is swinging. Never tired of romping so soft and close to mine, divine. How my heart is singing while the band is swinging.
Hitches!
Never
Hitches!
Tired of romping and stumble with you at the Savoy.
Yes!
With joy, a perfect holiday. Savoy, where we can glide and sway. Savoy, they let me stomp away with you.
Wasn't that fabulous?
Hi, I'm Jimmy Prevo, and you're listening to the Agricultural Show at 100.3 CKMS Sound FM.
Thank you so much, Jimmy. That's a real good rocking and rolling enthusiasm type promo, and that was a big part of your business for a long time, jingles, I think, wasn't it?
I did. In my last life, I did radio jingles. There's hundreds of them out there still playing. I can't believe it. I'll be driving around doing a show in Newfoundland or out east somewhere or out west, and all of a sudden one of my old jingles will come on the radio and go, holy doodle, that was 30 years ago or 40 years ago. Are they still playing those?
When you're a promoter like yourself, you'd certainly have a definition of running your own show. It's a curse and a blessing. You know, you don't have to answer to anybody, but boy, you take all the risk.
It's really high. Show business especially, the jingles wasn't so bad. It was just a lot of hard work.
Would you have any words of advice for younger people looking at career options?
Well, not about options, but if you decide you want to go into show business, about once a year somebody will bring their kid into my place, or they'll come in and they'll want to talk about their kid that's going into show business, and I paint the darkest picture I can. I say they eat their young, there's no substance to it, and I paint an awful picture, and then I say, look, if you really want to do this, go ahead, but be sure you take care of business while you're doing it. Get your education and, you know, find a good career and then do this, and if it works, great. If it doesn't, you'll have fun, you know.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's hard to say how many entertainers only rely on the entertainment business for their living. It does seem wise to have other
things. Yeah. You know, those ones who are, I met so many, especially back in my jingle days, I knew them all, and I've met so many, you know, that are like now 55 years old. They were kids back then, you know, but they're now like 55 and their wives are supporting them. Mm-hmm. It's just a dismal, you know, it's not the glamorous life it seems. It's hard work. On the other hand, if you take care of business and you do it with the right attitude, you can have a ball. It's a wonderful business.
It's not that crazy advice either, because they often tell people that, you know, suppose you were trained to be a teacher, but it'd be good to have another training in your life to wait until your teaching opportunity comes up. The point is, have some skills to fill in till your dream thing happens.
Yeah, no, it's a good advice.
And I think that fits the entertainment business too, right?
When I was managing Ron Pardo, Ron did a show like Rich Little or Jim Carrey. You know, he was an impressionist and a good one. I had him taking dance lessons. I had him taking on camera runway lessons, things that are really not that closely related to what he was doing, but it's all stuff you need to learn. And I think if you're in that business, whatever business you're going into, you should learn as much as you can about it. If that's your big passion, I mean, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And as far as the business itself goes that I'm in, like show business, it's high risk. You really have to know your stuff, and even when you do, you can lose your shirt.
Just off the top of my head, so the show is about agriculture. Are there some good, you know, agriculture wishes to get this message out there. There's some natural connections there where people are interested in agriculture. They're interested in chickens and barns and rural life like that. Is there a natural fit in entertainment?
Well, you know what it is. I mean, if you're raised in downtown Toronto, probably not going to be that interested in the rural life. But if you had any connection, if your grandpa lived on a farm or you have an aunt you used to visit in the summertime when you were a kid, you're going to have an affinity to farm life.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm all these years later, I only spent about 6-7 years on the farm back in the 40s. But even today, I just love the smell of horse manure and barns. And, you know, to me, that just brings me right back. It's to those wonderful memories.
So how do you think nowadays the people in farming should could bring their message to people in town who might be interested in agriculture, but really don't know where to start. What would be a good way to promote it?
Oh, I'd be doing it in schools then. Hmm. That's probably the best way. Get those young people and, mm-hmm. you know, develop some kind of a slideshow or something.
Yeah.
And when they have a field day, let them go out to the farm. Mm-hmm. Teachers bring them out to the farm. That's the best way to do that.
That's good advice. I think there are some efforts at that sort of thing. You ever go to the Royal Winter Fair in Toronto in November? A lot of school kids go through that thing.
Yeah, I went through it when I was living in Toronto back in the 60s, but I haven't since then.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a great thing to have.
Yeah, cows and chickens and horses. And
yeah, everything.
Okay.
And, you know, country fairs are good for that, too.
Yeah.
And my favorite fair has always been the Paris Fair here on Labor Day weekend.
Yeah.
It's got everything. It's got rides. It's got a show. It's got, a fun midway. And it's got tons of agriculture, even cooking bake-offs and stuff like that.
Yeah,
it's got a mix of the new and the old, and it's probably the only one around here that I know that really does it that well.
And, that's a good point. They have won things before, and you know what? You're absolutely right. There's stuff there for all members of the family. You know, if you want to go on midway rides or you want to hear some entertainment, or as you point out, and I agree with you, the display areas are just delightful with crafts and livestock and all manner of stuff like that. So that's always very satisfying.
Yeah, yeah. Very much. Yeah. Especially the old codgers like myself who have had a bit of a background on the farm.
Oh, I think it's pretty fascinating to everybody. And that's what we're trying to do here in our agriculture show, is get our message out to the public and through the experience of a person like yourself. I think we've done that pretty good today.
Wonderful.
So you're off out for the rest of the holidays. You're off visiting family. And
I'm off to Ottawa. I'm leaving in the morning, Wednesday morning. I'm heading out to see my sisters and brother and nephews and nieces. I bring my guitar along, and my nephews all play guitar, and we get together and have a great time.
That sounds lovely.
Yeah, it's worth the trip.
So we look forward to doing this again sometime in the new year. Jimmy, thanks for coming out, and that'll be today's show. Once again, thanks so much for coming out, Jim.
Thank you. It's been my pleasure.
And we'll be back next week with the Agriculture Show here on CKMS Radio 1.3 Sound FM. You have been listening to episode number 102. And we'll see you in a little break before New Year's. Until then, remember, if you wait today, thank a farmer. Bye for now.